Barney, you're smiling most of the times when I meet you, but you're certainly smiling today. But you definitely left it down to the very wire at one point and the end. But I'm sure you're delighted just to get through.
Oh, we're completely over the moon. You know, as I said to the girls, I said at half time, I said, girls, as a way back in February, I said, if somebody had to give you, I said, the winner points up at half time and also semi final at home, would you take it? I said, 100%. As girls, if we get out of this, I said, with a 1 point victory, I said, we'll take it. As it doesn't matter, as how we get out of it, as we're getting out of this, as with a W. And I said, that was the most important thing. And I said, it was all about work rate. You know, at the end of that game, we can set up tactics and set up systems, but when it comes down to a game like that, at the end of the day, it's who wants it the most, who's the hungriest, and who will put their body on the line. And as we've seen, our girls just put a few more bodies on the line, and that was, you know, how it ended up.
Certainly a great second half performance, but talk us through the first half. I felt you had a slow start in the first half, and I mean, you got the goal at the end, just on the very end of the first half, to bring you 3 points up going on at half time. That was a relief, but certainly, as I say, a slow start.
Oh yeah, well, I'll be honest, when I landed this morning here, I've never seen the girls as nervous. I've never seen, went away to Cavan, away down to Butler's Bridge, no nerves at all. They were singing, heading down the road in the bus and all the rest. But I think because it was the home venue and there was a big crowd, and I think I put a wee bit more pressure on some of them, and some of them are very young, you know. But yeah, we were slow in starting. The first 20-25 minutes, they were absolutely excellent. They had a midfielder there, number eight, I think, Fritzl's her name, and they had a number 11. They're really, really, really good players, and they were running from deep. They had wing backs, number 5, I forget her name there now. I had to put one of my midfielders on her because she was causing a lot of damage. Again, their management team had them well set up. They'd done a lot of changes. The midfielder came out to full forward, the full forward went in, and so on. And they really tested us. And when we got that goal at the end, we were very, very lucky. And that's the bottom line. We were lucky to be 3 points up at half time. And I think that gave our girls a wee bit of confidence at half time that we weren't playing well, but we were up by 3 points.
Yeah, in the second half, you scored 1-2, but clinical scores. And I mean, Shannon McGruddy's point in the end to give you the lead at the very, very end. I mean, what a score and what a time in the match as well.
Like, you know, I've spoke about Shannon before in interviews, and she probably played along with you, Mo. She won an All-Ireland. Shannon's about a long time. Shannon knows when to get involved in the game, when to grab a bit of the throat, and lucky enough, she hit that one, and she hit it sweet, and it just went over when we needed it to go over. And, you know, she's been doing that all year for us in the Championship, but so have a lot of the rest of them, and I'm just over the moon for them, you know.
Yeah, and listen, Aimeen O'Connell, she had an outstanding match in midfield today. She really, really stood up when Downing's needed a player to lead, you know, she really did. And it's unfortunate that she went off at the end there. What's the story with Aimeen, do you know?
Aimeen got a bit of an injury near the end. It was 22 seconds to go. We don't know two series yet. She's in a lot of pain. We just want to get a scan and want to get her home and get her relaxed and see what the situation is over the next few days. So we don't want to make too big a call yet. But Aimeen's been nominated as junior player of the year in the county this year. She's been up about the county for a while. She's playing with DCU. She's a real quality player. Aimeen asked me every night to keep the balls, that she'll be down here the next day kicking balls or points herself. Aimeen does a lot of work outside the 2-3 nights a week we meet. She just loves her football, and she's a real, real quality girl. And if we don't have her for the final, it'll be a huge loss. But I'll tell you one thing, every one of them girls in there will give 150% for her.
Yeah, and listen, you talked about home advantage, home being at home and the nerves setting in, but certainly it was the match at home, the home advantage that took you over the line, I think, in the end.
100%. That's somebody was asking me earlier, you know, there was a bit of a one there. And as I said to them, in Downing's, we don't really fear the wand either against us or with us, because we constantly train with it, we constantly play with it. So, and you could see some of their free kicks near the end struggled because the wand was coming across the goals, and that was how Shannon hit the point. She judged the wand and it just took it over the bar nicely, you know. So,
well, listen, Barney, look, history has been made, because this is probably the first junior Ulster final that the Downing's ladies have been run to. So, I mean, that in itself, it's a huge thing for this club.
Huge, absolutely huge. You know, the seniors was the first year, senior men was the first year in the Championship this year, or a first time in 35 years, and they stayed in it, stayed in Division 1. The girls, our aim was to get out of junior championship. We've been knocking about this last couple of years. Thanks be to God, we get out of it. And then the next step was get to an Ulster final. But it's every game at a time. You know, it's every step at a time, sorry. And you know, so we've got to the final now. It's huge for the parish. As a boy says to me there, he said, he's after getting two calls from America and one boy in Australia. You know, listening to a junior ladies football game in Downings. You know, that speaks volumes itself. You know, America, Australia, we're going global, Mo. We're going global.
Yeah, and listen, I suppose that's the huge honour that it is, and the fact of having the game at home as well. It's a special moment for the team and for the management and for all the players. So congratulations, Barney.
And Mo, thanks a million. And you know, the parish is, as you've seen, out in numbers, and it means so much to everybody involved. And thanks a million for the coverage.